I'm so excited because I'm going to go to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I was dying to be a serious actress. Anyway, it's the first day of acting class, and we're in the auditorium, and the teacher, Mr. Clark, puts us up on the stage with our legs around everybody, one in back of the other, and he says, "Okay, we're going to do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, and it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go." Every day for a week we would try to feel the motion down the hill. Every day for a week we would try to hear the wind rush, feel the chill. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right down. And he says, "Okay, Morales, what did you feel?" And I said, "Nothing. I'm feeling nothing." And he says, "Nothing could get a girl transferred." They all felt something, but I felt nothing, except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. But I said to myself, "Hey, it's only week. Maybe it's genetic. They don't have bobsleds in San Juan." Second week, more advanced, and we had to be a table, be a sports car, ice cream cone. Mr. Carp, he would say, "Very good, except Morales. Try Morales all alone." And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how an actress, never. Jesus Christ! Went to church praying, "Santa Maria, send me guidance, send me guidance on my knees." Went to church praying, "Santa Maria, help me feel it, help me feel it, pretty please." And a voice from
goddamn politics. It's a fucking
Why
reality
not?
Show. Of course we should vote for fucking Obama. Well, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? It's important.
I know it's important, but I mean, yes, vote for Obama, not John McCain. Come on.
I know it's important because this is the first year my hag is voting.
Good girl. You know, Rachel, I get really offended when people talk about politics being boring.
I didn't say it was boring. I just have a heart. Okay, I did talk about, I'm sorry.
It makes me want to talk about it more.
I know. Talk about it, you guys. It's not that it's not important. It's just that I'm fucking ignorant or whatever.
No, don't turn it into some self-loathing shit. You know, you should defend your point.
Vote for Obama. I mean, whatever. Of course.
It doesn't seem real to me. It is a fact that we are preaching to the choir on this show. So
we are not. You know how I feel about preaching to the choir. The choir needs to be preached to because it's not just a matter of changing your. Well, it's not a matter of changing people's opinion. It's a matter of giving people points that they can argue with.
Sure.
You know, and having discussion that can continue to your world. But Rachel,
oh, go ahead.
What is it though about it that bothers you? I'm being serious. Is it the fact is it the political science discussion, the sort of science that it's turned into a big sort of science that makes it sound of artificial or what?
No, I mean, honestly, I get this really surreal feeling. It doesn't feel real to me. I was in Omaha, Nebraska when Bush was reelected. Okay. And, because I was on tour, I was driving cross country. I was in the middle of America. I was like
with Beatrix,
you know. And when Bush was reelected, it was scary to be in Omaha. And like people on the coast really think like, oh no, everything was totally fixed, and there's no one in this country who would vote for Bush. It's like, unfortunately, yes, there is. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, but how does that translate into your feeling about politics and your aversion to it?
I just feel like it's another reality show. It's very hard for me to take seriously that it really affects. I don't want to say this because you have the right mindset. I have the wrong mindset.
I'm just want you to explain it.
Yes, everybody watch Will.i.am's music video. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yay. We could change everything. This is how I feel. I was listening to an interview with Dr. Oz interviewing George Carlin, like right before George Carlin died. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you think about politics and what do you think about the environment and blah, blah, blah. And George Carlin was like, you know what? I really don't care because we're fucked. Because humans are horrible things and we've ruined this world and the earth is going to get rid of us soon enough anyway. So enjoy it while you're here. And I was like, that's how I feel. That's the first
that's
person.
Why this election
and he
so
was
important.
Probably dying of cancer, and he was having a fucking psychosis that made him fucking depressed as hell.
That's why I'm saying you have the right mindset, and I do not. I am not defending my opinion. I'm not. That's great. Everybody should vote for Obama. I'm not saying politics don't matter. I'm not saying we can't affect change. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that I'm a bit of a misanthrope, and it's hard.
No, you're saying,
I don't know.
You're saying I hate politics, but I am fascinated by using lube for hair.
Yeah.
And where are these pictures at, by the way?
Oh, did you send me your email address yet?
Yes, like two times.
God damn it. I didn't get it. Okay, there it is. Oh, that's a good one. Did you know mine's the same?
And what about it is like reality TV show? Because I don't really watch reality TV.
I just feel like I'm watching a reality TV show, which is like, it's not really real. You see my point?
I don't watch reality TV, so I don't quite know what you're getting at. I mean, from what I know about reality TV, they show people that like pretend to be, you know, like living a normal life, but they're not. And then they interview them and they call each other names.
That's my point. That's how I feel about politics.
Mm-hmm. The thing about the election, though, is it's not, you know, it's not over after Election Day. We still have to, you know,
live with
continue.
It.
But Rachel, the thing is, I agree with you, and I understand what you're saying about it being like a reality TV show. But the thing is, yes,
people's lives
reality
are
TV.
Affected.
But behind the you know, these are you're basically dealing with the Wizards of Oz, two of them. So once you know one of those people behind the curtain is going to win, and unfortunately, it's not a reality TV show where you can just change the channel. It's something where it's reality that masked behind a reality TV show. And unfortunately, it matters. So you have to figure out. I mean, I know you're voting for Obama anyway, so I'm not questioning that. But I mean, it's like, whatever. I don't know. I don't care either.
No. That's why my way of thinking about it is not good. I don't really honestly feel it's hard for me to believe that what we do actually has an impact. It just seems like
Depends
it
what you do.
And that's a
it
very negative perspective I have. Let me finish.
Yeah.
It's a very negative perspective I have. It is not good. It's a very disempowered perspective. Your perspective is better. Will.i.am, Yes We Can, music video, everything. It's great.
But, Rachel.
Make a fucking rock song on a goddamn Obama speech. He's very handsome. If I had to fuck him or John McCain, I would definitely fuck Obama. So vote for Obama. That's great.
But, Rachel, do you think, though, that... I mean, you made this point. What was it, Andy? I forgot already. It was like, you know, that what she does.
The election it's not just the election.
It's not just a one-day party. Yeah.
No, but what did she say exactly? You said something like, what I do doesn't matter or something like that. I don't want to misquote her.
I have a cynical.
No, but what was it? The words. I'm just trying to remember the words.
That what we do really doesn't affect any change. It won't really make any difference.
What we do won't make a difference.
Vera?
Right. But it depends on what you do. It depends.
Right.
Like if I knit a sweater, I will have made a sweater. And I will be able, if I give it to a child, then that child will wear the sweater and it'll keep the child warm. I will have made a sweater that kept a child warm. Therefore, I will be helping to keep a child warm. So if you do nothing, your action will accomplish nothing. However, if you do something, then what will you have done but the result of your actions? I mean, I'm just making it real simple.
You're absolutely right. That's why I said... I don't purport my point of view. Listen, I just performed at Disney Concert Hall for like 3,000 people doing politically activist poem. We've got to make a change. Coming out of the fucking rain. Let's love one another. Mm-hmm. I'm all about loving one another. Do you really want to know how
yes,
I feel about this?
Absolutely.
I'll fucking break it down for
absolutely.
You really quick.
That's
okay?
What I want to talk about, yes.
I'm not an activist, and I am not a protester. And I'm glad there's people that are. For me, the way that I affect change in this world is much more like your bizarre knitting a sweater analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've thought a lot about this, and I think, like, you know, if you look at, like, violence and gang problems in L.A., I feel overwhelmed if I look at the whole problem and, like, how do we fix it at the bottom. But I go and work at the juvenile halls. I work one-on-one with these kids, and I look in their face, and I'm like, you have another option besides shooting people.
So why is it that you say that what you do doesn't matter?
I'm saying in the political arena, I feel like... Let me finish my point. Can
okay.
I please?
Yeah.
I do feel like what I do matters. I'm talking about with voting and shit. I hope Obama gets elected. Everybody
yeah, but I wasn't. But voting was just one thing. I mean, when I say
okay,
politics...
Okay, that's what I'm referring to. That's what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do feel like what I do matters. I feel like the way I am on this earth, as a performer, I can reach a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can affect change as a performer.
Yes.
I hope, you know? But absolutely. I feel like in terms of things that people might feel activist-y about and protester-y about, I am much more effective on a one-on-one level. I can be in a room of 30 kids that are 18 and still fucking illiterate because the LA Unified School System let them the fuck mm-hmm. down. And I can sit with them and be like, you know what? What you have to say matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to fucking help you write a poem if I have to teach you how to spell the word of, which I have, very sadly, had to teach 18-year-old men how to spell the word of, who've mm-hmm. already finished with the LA school system. So... There's people who like to go out and protest and carry signs, and that's great. Why am I echoing now?
I don't know. Andy, why is she echoing? Is it your fault?
Did she use an external microphone?
Oh,
no.
Forgot.
It stopped.
Okay,
well, it was probably...
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I think it's
so
worth...
Yeah, everybody has their way in this world. Everybody has their way in this world of making a difference. In terms of activist-y, protester-y thing, my way is one-on-one. In addition to that, here's my main major point when it comes to politics and the state of health.
Okay, but what you're describing is politics. What you're describing is politics. It's your own personal politics.
Listen. Let's take one thing.
Discussing.
Listen. Let me take one example.
What else am I doing but listening to you in your lube?
You're talking over me. That's what you're doing.
It's also my show, too, so I can talk, too.
It's not even two. It's completely 100% your show, let's be honest. I love you. I just want to make one final point. I get very overexcited about this stuff. let's look at the school system, how fucked the education system mm-hmm. is in America. We could talk about any subject. I'm just choosing one, okay?
Okay.
So we go, oh, no, let's elect Obama because the education system is fucked and he'll help make it better. And I feel like this is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get a little bit better, but it's still fucked. We're still letting down 90% of the kids. Sometimes I feel like, you know what? Like, let it get just completely fucked and go to shit, because when the empire falls, then we have to rebuild from the bottom. And I really feel like things are so... I'm not saying let's elect McCain, because I'm not that evil, but, like, I really feel like let the empire fall. Let the empire fucking tumble so it's just fucked and we have to start from the bottom. Because you know what? Me and you, Matt, we got nothing to lose. We have no fucking money. We're not going to lose our savings when the banks crash. I have nothing. I don't want to be bloody stumped, like, dragging myself through the street with my legs chopped off or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we're the fucking, we're like the proletariat. We have nothing
Listen,
to lose.
Listen, you have something to lose.
What?
I'm not disagreeing with your empire thing necessarily or any of that. Well, if you're in the empire's fallen, you have no more infrastructure, and you have nothing, then what happens when Chris has a heart, whatever that was, prolapse or mitral valve?
Fucking back to England. Thank God he's a British citizen.
Yeah, but that takes a little bit longer than a 5-minute ride to the ambulance, to the hospital in an ambulance. You understand?
You're absolutely right, and I don't want people to die.
I have said those things on my show. Oh, shut up. I have said those words almost verbatim on my own show, so I'm just being devil's advocate a bit, and I agree with what you're saying to an extent, but it's also a very emotional reaction.
The grass
I'm a very emotion-based person.
Huh?
I'm very emotional. I'm a very emotional person.
And Andy, you're going to, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, but you're going to have to say it with your own words instead of using cliches like the grass is greener.
I know, what the hell?
I said it's only green. I said it only looks greener on the other side.
Which side? In England?
Anything.
That's the same fucking cliche, Andy. Just say it with your own words instead of fucking Irma Christ and motherfucking Bombeck, who I know you don't know who she is because you're 12.
He doesn't know. I know. I was going to say, he doesn't even know
Irma
Bombeck.
I used
Bombeck
to have Irma Bombeck albums, and I would watch her on Good Morning America.
But it's true, though. I mean, every country has its problems.
Of course every country has its problems.
Andy, not every country is the same as this one. Other countries have health care insurance. Other countries, like Europe, which is not a country, but countries in Europe have caught myself. But,
oh, I know that.
But they have eliminated homelessness for all practical purposes. Everybody gets, you know, food, clothing, and shelter at a minimum. You know, they're not all the same any more than, you know, any two political parties are necessarily the same. I mean, it's easy to make those generalizations, but they're really not. And not every country is trying to take over the world.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Forget about what we're doing for our people.
Right.
Not every country is full of fucking pricks trying to spread their jizz all over everybody and do cum shots in the face of this entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so embarrassing to be American.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was masturbating with this woman this morning in Italy, and I was like, you know, while we're masturbating, I said, you know, I hate my country. She's like, oh, duh. She said, put more hair gel on your cunt so I can see it all glistening.
Use some of that lube in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put hair gel in your cunt. You want to put lube in your hair. That's far too expensive. My point is trying to save money, not waste it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know it. Hem and whole wheat. Hem and whole wheat. Hem and whole wheat. I'm glad that we cleared that up. Now I feel much better. You know what? I'm going crazy because I smell eggs and bacon right now in my house.
Oh, God, that sounds
and it's making
good.
Me so fucking hungry.
Don't you love a bacon and egg sandwich with lettuce and tomato on white bread toasty with mayonnaise? Mm.
You know, Andy, I was just thinking about that egg sandwich you had from Hardee's. If you had gotten somebody to buy you that egg poacher you said you didn't want, you can make those yourself. All you
I don't
do is
like
scramble
eggs.
You're such an idiot. Why don't you listen to me? You don't have to. You can just scramble the egg and put it in the tray, and then it's a scrambled fucking egg. You put the meat in the steamer thing, and it makes a fucking egg sandwich, just like the way you like it.
But I can do that on the stove.
Well, you're obviously not if you're buying them from fucking Hardee's.
I didn't buy it.
Well, your dad did.
Right.
Does Andy have the cutest accent you've ever heard, Chris? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Chris could give you a run for your money and cute accents, but he's just not talking. I don't know why.
By the way,
just talks so cute. Andy, I want to just, with your little bonnet, I can't stand it.
God, she's like a fucking ratchet.
I'm done. I'm done, Madge. Go.
Andy, did you... No, well, you probably haven't heard it this hot show yet, but I made sure and insulted Vera for you and made it
Thank
very
you.
Clear. And
I haven't listened to her all week because I'm mad
Well,
at her.
I told her that, and I said, listen, you owe him an apology, and it's not nice to be mean to obese people because you should be nice to obese people because it's not their fault that they're fat. It's a disease. She agreed, humbly agreed.
You know what? Vera lives near me, right? I'll go kick her ass for you.
Do it, please. Thank you.
She will. Nobody knows her address except for me, so it ain't going to happen. Sorry.
Isn't she like in the valley?
Yeah, like that really narrows it fucking down, doesn't it?
Well, why don't you come visit me, Madgina, and then when you're here, I will do torture to you and tie you up
and
throw
you in the
car.
All you have to do is talk.
Do you ask Chris a question so he'll talk? Ask him how his trip is or something.
Chris, have you gone taken Rachel to any CODA meetings yet?
Any what?
CODA meetings. Codependence Anonymous.
Not yet.
Okay.
Think about it. I'm very not codependent. I'm very not passive aggressive. I'm very needy, but I'm not passive aggressive or codependent.
Okay. Andy, do you have any questions for Chris?
No.
Come on, Andy, you bonnet-wearing fool.
Okay, you want me to ask?
Well,
yes.
He's a British guy who got circumcised at like 40. That's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, but we've covered that in depth.
I know.
Yes, in depth.
At length. Ad nauseum.
There's plenty of nauseum to add.
Exactly. Andy, have you seen Bad or Santa?
No.
It's so good. Will you please see it and tell me if you like it?
What is it?
It's a movie. Come on. Like, there's so much to do in the six.
You know, what's interesting to me, like, Rachel, you have such interesting opinions. Yeah, and you do express them and stuff. Why is it that we end up talking every week about the most worthless shit imaginable? We talk about the chocolate 10 plagues. We talk about you're sticking lube in your hair. We talk about, I mean, what? What do we talk about? Andy, help me. Nothing. Like the song, nothing.
I'm feeling nothing.
And you have these really interesting,
it,
and shut
which
up.
Really made me burn.
But you have these interesting, fascinating, and very, very emotional opinions about what you do, and you do, and you are very active, and you do say a lot with your poetry and your performance. And why do we just talk about crap? Is that why?
Because
we think,
you know,
that's what people
exhausted.
Want to hear.
I'm exhausted from the fucking drama of real life and. You are like this fucking heathen.
Well, you think I'm
goodness.
Not fucking exhausted when I do this fucking... Listen, this is the third
no.
fucking show. Let me tell you my day-to-day,
I
you
did.
Fucking bitch. No. This is not directed
finish.
At you. I let you finish every day. This time you get a notepad.
God damn it. I was giving you a compliment.
No.
You turned it around to something bad.
No. You reminded me of something actually about that I wanted to say to Andy. Because Andy called... When I accused him, I said, Andy, you're lazy, effectively. He said, you're the same. I said, Andy, to get you need money. All you need to do is get off your ass. And I corrected myself. I said, you know, I shouldn't have agreed with Andy when he said I'm the same. Because I'm not lazy. And I want to give you an example. Here's what I did today. I woke up and I went to my yoga class, which was hard. It was an hour and a half. I love it. But it was hard because I'm the only fucking lesbian. Well, no, I'm the one of many lesbians there, you know. And then it's hard. And I do that. I finish and I rush home. Because I have an 11:30, it ends, the class ends at 11. I have to jump in the shower, no vagina clitoris for me, and get home by 11:30 at my house because I have an appointment to fucking put on all my fucking goddamn makeup and my pretty fucking purple dress, edit a script, and film this goddamn fucking video called The Untitled Show to be finished in time for when I do Wanda Wisdom and Vera, what's her face, Vera, Eat This Hot Show I record for an hour at 1. all done in time, didn't miss a beat. Then I'm done. I edit this fucking movie that I've been working on for 100 years, this Kugel movie. And I go out to lunch with my friends. Well, that was hard. And then complain about how I'm unemployed. And then I go out to dinner with my mother for 3 hours. I mean, that's not doing nothing. That's doing a lot. And a lot of that was work and creation. Oh, and now I'm fucking recording this fucking crap. You know, I am working. It just so happens that none of what I do, which I believe is much more valuable than if I were to be a fucking bank teller, happens to be worth anything to this fucking society.
That was my point.
It was not your point, then you should have fucking said it. Say it.
That's my point.
Okay.
I mean, we can sit around, we can do all this stuff, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not putting bacon on the table.
Okay, but that's very different. I agree with. But really, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I really think, like, because I think about all the, I've done a lot of shows, I've done, you know,
800 and something.
Zillions. Well, and that's just the ones, not including the videos and this crap. Right. And, you know, and it's like, just think, like today I did 3 shows and it's all worth nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I disagree with you on that. I think.
And carpal out it, which really.
Shut her up, please.
Andy, you are much too young to talk to me that way.
No, he's allowed to talk to you that way.
But I don't think it's worthless. What I'm doing is, I'm taking all the content that I have done and putting it onto a portfolio, and I'm trying to sell it that way. I don't think what you have done is worthless. I think you need to be doing the same sort of thing.
I think somebody else should, like the people that agreed to do it and were fucking signed a goddamn fucking contract to fucking do it.
Well, you know.
Instead of just fucking trying to... I'm speaking the rest in reverse because I don't... Yeah. Instead of trying
Listen,
to,
sorry to get all
instead
real.
Of, instead
for
of
a
trying
minute,
to pay
it's
people
part of the
off.
Problem of the country.
There, I said
it's it. It's another problem with this country we live in. Well, the kind of things that we're interested in have no value in this country.
Yep. But then it was.
Being an artist
but you
doesn't
know,
have any value.
Andy, did you hear that horrible radio program I was on? I was on the Chicago Public Radio.
Yeah, they wanted
to
talk about advertising.
Right, but you didn't hear the part. I don't know if you heard the part where she was talking about creative capital. Did you hear that part?
No, I tuned in late.
Because it was interesting, because what she was saying is there's this whole school of thought, and there's some boring-ass books that I don't read because I don't read. But that this the new paradigm in all the business schools is that you have to hire very creative people, and she specifically mentioned poets, but also musicians and whatnot, because these are the people, because in the new business world, the post economic crisis that we're afraid to call a Great Depression number two world, you have to hire, the only way a business can succeed is with super creative people working for you. So,
right,
but I guess what she didn't mention is you don't need to pay them.
No.
I was reading that Epic Foo got dropped. I mean, that's a really popular podcast that they got dropped from their producer. I saw it in the video blogging group. Fucking ridiculous.
But
I think we need to stop whining and actually, you know, do something.
Oh, fuck you.
Know.
I'll never stop whining.
See,
fucking
Andy, you know what? Andy, you're whining and doing nothing. Matt is whining
no,
and
no,
doing
no.
something.
No, no, no. He's doing something.
I don't whine
He's
and I don't
eating.
Whine.
Anything, and it shows. What, Rachel?
I'm still doing that goddamn fast, but I get to eat at night now.
Well, no, that just makes you an idiot.
Hmm?
Is that fucking maple syrup?
Why are you talking? Because they're scary, huh?
He has nothing to say. You can't force. It's like you're. I feel like you're like driving him to like you know to play with the other kids at the playground. It's just so forced, Rachel.
I know it totally is. It's weird. I know it totally is. You're right.
I don't know why you're doing.
And it's not
that.
The maple syrup fast. I don't.
Come play with David over here. Don't you want to play with David?
You're right. And I hate people like that. And I am my worst nightmare. I am. I'm turning into my mother. I want to kill myself. You're
I
right.
would say that about, well, we all have that in common. I would say that about one in every 1,000 persons who listens to this show once ever listens to it again. And I'm really not exaggerating based on what I know. 1 in 1,000. So what on earth thinks you're going to date one of those 1 in 1,000 who happens thinks this show isn't a worthless piece of shit?
Chris loves the show, actually. I know it sounds like pushy bullshit now, but he does listen to it.
Right.
Every week. Sure. There you go. He talks. And
every week, which means only when Ray Peruchel. Did you like the album art from last week, by the way?
Yeah, I forgot to talk to you about that. It's extraordinary. Who did it?
I did, of course. What do you mean, who did it?
Oh, wow. You are an amazing artiste.
Who did
it? I want to look at it again.
I contracted it out to Cheryl.
Research.
Well, actually, I could see where you'd think other people would do it because a lot of people do stuff.
I could see some like psycho fan sending it to you. I've had shit that weird.
What would your psychological, not knowing it was me, what would you think of the, how would you profile the person who did that psychologically?
Like a typical Rachel stalker fan, and the reason I have a P.O. box and don't put my real address out there.
Hello?
But it's like, no. I'm here. Are you talking to me?
Andy?
Yeah.
Where is Andy?
Oh, okay. I just didn't hear you. I wanted to bring you into the conversation. I thought you thought I was talking about you.
I think that Andy and Chris are having a telepathic conversation while we're talking or something.
Mm-hmm. We're having a telepathic sex conversation.
By the way, Andy.
You do look so cute in your bonnet, Andy. I'm having telepathic sex with you
right now. By the way, Andy, during this time that we've had, since Rachel asked, do you have a question for Chris? Have you thought of one?
I didn't know I was supposed to be thinking of one.
What were you thinking of, like fuzzy bunnies and birdies? What have you been thinking
food.
About this whole time?
He was thinking about food, eating.
What food?
Now, what were you thinking about? That's a good question.
Andy. Hello?
He's looking at porn, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
tell us the truth. Are you looking at Craigslist ads or porn?
Actually, I was playing solitaire.
Oh my God, what a loser. I mean, anybody can fucking talk and think and play solitaire.
Hello, who's the loser? We're the ones having the conversation. We're the ones having the conversation.
I'm just trying to find Andy's picture again. I just love looking at him in that bonnet. I'm obsessed with it.
And see,
will you send me a bonnet, Andy?
This is one of our biggest fans, Andy Melton. Can you imagine what people that don't like us would do or people that aren't even... I mean, probably nobody ever listens to this. They just sit there and just torture themselves and then maybe they commit suicide. Maybe that's why I have so few listeners.
Maybe, yeah, you know how they have like suicide forums, like how to commit suicide? You can go to a forum online and talk about different ways.
Oh, great. You just gave Andy an idea.
And they're probably like passing around. They're like, make sure you listen to the fucking Eat Yeast shows when Madge Weinstein has Rachel on and you'll fucking leave your body without even having to do anything.
Do not look at those sites, Andy. I'm serious. I've done that. It's a real fucking...
Andy, me too. Do not
trip.
Go. It has
it
really good advice. Don't
it's
go.
It's a... No,
it's
great
myself.
It's a bad trip. Trust me. Do not
it's
go.
Very
there.
Bad.
You don't
do not
go.
Go.
It's a bad
they
trip.
They have a site. Listen to this. They have a site called the Agony Meter. It's real medical site.
Oh,
I don't
is
know
that
why
where we...
Made it.
Is that for listening to this show? I'm sure it is. We should
I know.
Put that...
They're like
oh, my
off
God.
The charts number one.
I wish
no,
I could do an agony
it's
meter.
Like which ways of killing yourself are the most painful, which are the quickest, da-da-da-da.
No.
Because in my novel, I'm writing about someone who drowns themselves, and I wanted it to be realistic.
Well, what about if I make an iPhone application that's like a podcast listener with
agony
an agony meter. And for this podcast... Wait. And it'll recognize Rachel Cann's voice, and the more it hears the Rachel Cann voice, the higher the agony meter goes.
Yeah, so people can know, like, if you it's like the fucking Jack Kevorkian cast.
Maybe
like,
Steve
if you
Harris
die,
can do
listen
that.
Listen now, but if not, don't listen.
Andy, can you ask Steve Harris to write that? I'm sure he won't listen to this program because it's torture. At least not by this point. Maybe he'll write the agony meter app for the iPhone or the iPod Touch.
I'm sure that'll get
listen,
accepted
Madge,
for the app store.
Guess what? Andy and Madge, listen to this. I was going to look at the bonnet picture, and you had a little
did you just
in
call me Ambi and Madge?
I said Andy and Madge. I was addressing both of you.
I thought you said Ambi and Madge, like I take Ambien. I don't.
Ambi and Madge.
Andy, do you take Ambien? Is that why you eat so much?
Nope.
It's
it does give you the munchies. I've taken it.
Well, no shit, you fucking taken everything. You've got more holes in your arm than Rumpelstiltskin.
Listen, I was going to Facebook to look at Andy's bonnet again because I'm obsessed with that picture. When I'm feeling sad, I look at it. And you know how they have ads in the corner? They have an ad for the HeartStart defibrillator I'm going to get for Chris to keep in the house. I'm going to send you the link right now.
Is it on my profile?
Yeah, I don't need the link. I've seen it.
Okay, but don't you want the picture to put for the picture for this week, or do you want to make another scary psycho stalker
insurance will pay for that fucking thing, you know.
We should just buy one for the house. Not our insurance.
Andy will buy it for you. He's got a lot of money from his website. From his website creation.
Yeah.
Do you live with your parents still, though, Andy, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you have more money than all of us combined, so there.
No.
Probably. We are all so fucked.
No, I don't have any. Like, honestly, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for the internet, like, the next 3 or 4 months.
Can't you sell
your
Hardee's?
Your parents don't...
Can you collect the Hardee's your dad gives you and freeze them and then go out and sell them in the middle of nowhere?
I am in the middle of nowhere.
Isn't it amazing how we are survivors? We're going to make it, and we live in just shit, and somehow we survive.
Hey, we're like a fucking virus. We just will not die.
Like, we are a virus. DNA is a virus. That's all it fucking is.
I know. What do you? It's like the fucking Matrix. I know. Clever.
Don't diminish my profundities, you bitch.
I have to because you dissed Andy for doing a cliche, and then you try to quote the Matrix.
Hey,
don't
make fun of obese people, Rachel. I don't appreciate that. Neither does Andy. That's why he's playing solitaire.
Andy, I'm going to make your picture my new desktop picture. I'm so obsessed with you in the bonnet.
Would you like a higher resolution?
Yes, please email to me. I'm so in love with you.
Would you like a what?
It's like an Amish lady bonnet.
What did you ask her? Would you like a what?
A higher resolution.
Higher resolution version.
Well, I'd like it too, actually.
Oh, see? It is the best picture,
I can
Andy.
Use it for the album
art. I love it, really. I love it.
I can use it for that. And Rachel, really, you know what? I need some better facials of you for album art too. High res images. Because now that I'm into the Photoshop, you know, with the tablet, I can scribble all over your fucking face. You're going to send me the cum shots in your hair. Right?
Yeah. I did send you that picture already. Did you get it or what?
Like, I'm looking. Do you think I would care? Okay.
Well,
I
hope
hold
it's
on,
in
hold
there,
on.
But...
I'm looking. I'm scared, though, because my imagination is one thing.
You can't see anything.
No, my hair looks glossy and fabulous. It's not a cum shot. It's silicone lube. That is the same ingredients as Sebastian Laminate for like 1/20th the price, and I'm not exaggerating.
I love your new haircut.
Thank you.
But I don't see the cum. I don't see the cum. I mean, I don't see the cum.
There's no cum.
I can't believe how fucking nuts you are. And I am so fucking nuts. But you look so scary in this picture. You look like you look like one of those Picasso women, those fucking nutcase women that he draws that he hates. Seriously.
I do.
You know what I'm talking about?
In the photo I sent to you, I look like Guernica or something?
Sort of, more like de Mademoiselle de Avignon, but when he would do one at a time, and it'd be like, this is my mother. You know which ones I'm talking about, right? Hold on, I'll find one.
I know what you're talking about. In that photograph, I look like a scary Picasso psycho woman.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Let me find one. Oh, here, I've got one. Okay, this is perfect. Weeping woman. Just Google Picasso weeping woman. Perfect.
Send it to me.
I can't because you're fucking on this fucking shit. Let me send it to Andy.
Just email me, you whore.
Email. God, are you so 1973. Jesus
Christ. I'm sending you pictures of me with my fabulous hairdresser, Jordan.
I don't want any more pictures of your goddamn Picasso bullshit.
Well, what do you want, a picture of my ass? I can't help it.
Why do I have to? No, I want, what did I say, high-resolution picture, something you would use for an album. Okay, you can use this, actually. It's hilarious. Did you get it? Did you get it? I sent it. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? Uh-huh. Did you get it? I sent it. Did you get it? Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's totally you, isn't it?
Hold on. I'm clicking on the link. Andy, don't forget to... Oh, my God.
You're perfect. It's just like a... He nailed it.
What do you think, Andy?
Right.
Matt, you think that weeping woman picture looks like me, the picture I just sent you with lube in my hair?
Well, it's the face that's the problem. I mean, that what looks the same.
I think I'm doing... It's not really a... Chris, what? Do I look like a scary woman? What is...
Oh, my God. You're not... You're so misinterpreting this.
It's just actually, the way I'm smiling?
It's actually a compliment if you look like a Picasso. Oh, here's one. This is even better. Forget that. Here, this is a good one. Let me send it to Andy first so I can hear your reaction, because that'll be better. Andy,
don't forget to send me the bonnet high res.
Click it, because this is more like your nose. This is good. What do you think, Andy? And AIDS?
Okay.
He doesn't get art. Okay.
No. He doesn't understand.
Okay, Rachel, now I send it to you. This is,
okay, let me...
This is his mistress, Dora Mars. I think that's who that was, his mistress. That's you. It's definitely you. Mm-hmm.
You agree with him, Andy?
Yes.
Agree with what?
Ask Chris what he thinks. Finally, we have something to talk to Chris about.
Hold on. He said I did look like the weeping woman. He said it was perfect.
What about Dora Maar? Did you show him Dora Maar?
I'm still waiting it for doubt to come
look,
in.
Look, even like the eyes are similar. Oh, you're not. It's just a link. What do you mean you're waiting for it to download?
I don't know. The email's taking a while to come in because of my
uploading.
Stupid fucking.
You're uploading the images at the same time.
I know.
What are you uploading? Porn?
I'm trying to send... No, I'm sending you pictures of me with my hairdresser, Jordan, the fabulous Jordan I love more than life.
Everybody loves their hairdresser because hairdressers are fucking con men. I do like your hair.
He is not a con man. Wait till you see my hair.
I did see your hair. I said I like it.
The best thing about him is that... You'll see.
React. I need your reaction to Dora Maar, please. Hurry and get it. It's a fucking link.
It says incoming mess in 44 kilobytes. 25 kilobytes.
It's a fucking 11. Link.
I'm sorry.
What are you? What's your internet connection? A fucking crayon?
It's because I'm on this goddamn Santa Catalina Island, and I think there's only one server for the whole friggin' island.
Santa? Did you click it? I can't wait. I'm gonna run out. I'm gonna hold my breath till you look at it.
Then why don't you just go on Skype and just IM me the link?
Because you're too dumb to understand that I'm on a different account now. I am on Skype.
Andy, IM me the link.
You're not on Skype. There you are.
What are you,
yes,
MC Riri? Is that it?
I don't know. I think I'm Rachel Can. Okay, here it is. Typicallyspanish.com. That one.
Yes, Dora.
That looks like me.
Yes. In that picture you sent me, yeah. Tell me it doesn't. Show it to Chris.
He's looking at it. I'm not responding to this one, mate. Sorry.
What?
I'm not responding to this one. No, I don't think... I think she's got two eyes and a nose, and I said that's the closest thing.
What, black hair?
Yeah, the hair. It looks like she has lube in her hair. Her hair is very greasy.
But you think the other one, the gypsy lady, looked more like her or whatever that was?
He really did like the weeping woman. He thought it looked like me.
Okay, well, he would know because he's spent a lot more time with you than I have, thank God. Let's see if I can find a better one then.
But you've known me longer.
Women. Yeah, but that don't mean shit. All right, let's see.
Andy, I'm making you my desktop background picture right now.
Because none of these are the one I was thinking of. There was this particular one I was thinking of. Not that one.
Go to Guernica. I'm sure that's where it is.
No, it's like 2,000 people. God. Okay, I need to add you on my Skype for the 80th time. MC. Oh, no.
Rachel Can.
Yeah, I know your fucking name. But it's not coming up because I don't know how to do this shit. Do this. Rachel Can. Now you're not going to be able to figure out how to fucking respond to my adding, and you're going to be retorted. Okay, I added you. Now I can sort of send you a text. Did you get it?
What was that sound?
Now accept it. I added it.
Oh, that sound. Okay.
It was a duty. Somebody made a duty. How do you do that thing where you have a chat for everybody so you don't have to press everything twice, Andy?
Like a chat room?
Yeah, chat room. Well, Andy doesn't like care about this shit anyway, so I'm just... There, I sent it to you. This is another one. Your skin tone isn't
is
quite...
Is this the one that you feel more?
No, it isn't, but it's another one along the same lines. She's... It's fun. Hear what, Andy? Oh, there.
I made a room.
How did... Oh, you made a room. Okay, it's like the bathhouse.
Yes.
Do you see it, Rachel?
Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah, that does look just like me. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, let me find one more. Oh, this one with the dick on the face. This could be you. This is you with a dick on your face.
A dick on my face? Great. Mm-hmm. Send it. Hurry. I can't wait.
Did you get it? I think that's kind of like you.
No.
It's a little waspy, but are you looking in the room with me and you and Ray Andy?
No link came through. You got to do it again.
No. Andy, will you explain it? I'm going to kill myself.
Rachel, I added her to the chat conversation, so we only have to use one window to communicate with each other.
Can you teach her how to find it? Oh, no, this is the one. This is the one. This is really the one. Teach her how to find the fucking room first, please.
Maybe right-click on your Skype icon and go to the thing.
Jesus Christ,
Richard,
Rachel.
Oh, you have to fix that. What do I do?
Click the down fucking arrow.
Change status.
Find it.
I'm right clicking on the Skype icon. My options are a secret code name for Madge, contact list, change status, remove from doc, hide and finder, hide and quit.
that thrombosis artery is like ready to explode from this. I'm serious. That thing that gets big when you get angry is really big. Oh God! Yeah. So...
I get that vein in my forehead when I
okay.
get really mad.
Where you get the links? The box where you get the links. Okay. Go to window and you should see some sort of a link thingy.
I see the link. It's the one I already went to.
The big nose half?
The green lady with the green hair turned sideways.
No, I sent you a fucking statue with a big nose, a dick nose.
I know, but I can't find it. I believe you.
You are retarded.
It's clicking. It's beeping. I hear a noise, but I don't know where it is.
Do you see a red number that shows a number of things?
Yes, I do.
Look at you, damn bitch!
I do see it. I hear it.
She is so stupid.
17. Where? Oh, I found it! I found it! I found it! Okay.
Now,
Chris wants to kill himself, too. I think I... Oh, thanks.
Now scroll up until you see
That's what I look like?
Well, a little, but now I want to send you another one now that you finally found the goddamn box.
I figured it out. You know what? I'm very smart and I can figure out a lot, but
right.
this is not one of the things.
Right.
Okay,
that
here I go.
Madge.
The Women's Day.
Well, she's kind of pretty, I guess.
you want me to send you something? You think a Picasso crazy woman's going to be pretty in the picture?
Well, I like Chris today said that he thought I looked like a combination of a Greek goddess and Joan Jett, and I like that a lot better than what you're sending me.
Whatever. I really need you to understand. I'm not going to tell you, but you should listen to the Cheryl show I did. It's only an hour and a half, because I want you to hear the yoga story about the crazy woman.
Okay, I will.
You know what? I'll just tell because it's already at this point. I'm not going to make you listen. So I had a yoga class on Saturday with this nut job. She's one of these touchy-feely people that you would probably like. And in fact, when I mentioned this to Cheryl, he said, was this Rachel Cann? He did say that, actually. Mm. But she's like, instead of closing the practice with an om, she says, today we're going to do a mantra. And I need you to repeat after me. This little light of mine, let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
That is very Rachel.
You wouldn't do that, would you, in a class?
I would, and in fact, I'm a big fan of that song because there was three homeless guys that used to sing it on the subway.
Well,
in New
how
York
does it go?
Because
I said
song.
It wrong. I know I did it wrong.
It goes, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." I even quoted in one of
my
poems.
Asking
the last
Rachel
poem
Kahn,
in my book, Matt.
I'm asking Rachel Kahn to recall a song lyrics when I know perfectly well she always gets it wrong.
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's all. That's all.
But there's
goes.
Another MRSA. There's another MRSA that I think is the one she actually sang.
I don't know. But did you ever actually read any of my stories in my book?
I'm still reading them.
Well, did you read any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read any of them?
Yes, I said mm-hmm. That means yes.
Well, which one did you read? You don't even have to say the name of the story. Just tell me one character in one of them. Tell me one thing that happens in one fucking story in my book. One thing.
Well, there is the one about war.
There's no fucking story about war.
It was
a
metaphor for war.
You must think I'm a real asshole, you know that?
It was about humans.
I can't believe you fucking binged those flake bars so fast you couldn't even take a breath. And you couldn't read one goddamn story, which is like the length of taking one shit.
You don't understand, Cheryl. Rachel, I haven't had to shit in my house.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had to shit in my house. When I shit, I'll read it. Last time I shat, my mother was on the phone.
I have nothing to say.
You know what? Listen to all of my shows, all 895 shows, and by then I will have read the entire book. I promise you.
Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you.
Don't quiz me. I hate these people. Like, you're like Vera. She'll like quiz you if you heard you. Well, a lot of podcasters are too, to see if you really listen to their show. Don't fucking.
You know what?
Quiz.
I wasn't trying to quiz you. I wasn't trying to fuck with you.
You totally quizzed
to
me.
You a bone. I was like, I just name one thing, one crumb of a detail. To
I
let
told
me know
you.
You
it was about
book.
Humans and being human.
It's okay, Matt. I know how delicious flake bars are. Seriously, I'm not even
listen,
kidding.
Listen, I did.
Seriously.
The funny thing is, I did read at least one story, but my memory is so bad, I don't fucking remember. But I'm sure it was mm-hmm. really good. Give me
it's
another
okay,
week.
Seriously.
Give me an. It's only been 2 weeks that I've had this book.
Really?
Yeah.
God, so much happens between my car crashing and the fucking hospital. I feel like it's been like 10 years since I met Chris.
Oh, yeah. I remember the story about the hospital. Yeah, that was good. Actually, I may have read three stories.
Rachel.
Yes?
Are you doing the pod promo?
The what?
She doesn't know what the fuck the that
pod is. The pod promo?
Pod tunnel is what it sounds like you're saying to me.
Are you doing it, Madge?
Yes, for video and audio, both.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just say, you know what, I know I don't know what you're talking about because I'm not hip to podcasting. I'm also deaf. Can you just say it one more time, slow?
You're not going to know what he means if he says it slow. There are these things, national vlog, it's basically in the month of November, podcasters can join this thing. It's not a contest, it's just sort of a thing where you have to podcast every day for a month. Doesn't matter what it is.
Please, no.
But something.
I will not be doing that. I can already tell you.
Okay. Well, then I guess I really won't answer your question then.
No, I won't be. Who? I care about the world too much to podcast every day for a month.
I don't care if you do or not. I was just looking for an excuse.
What's the point of it? Why do you do it? What's the point?
Well, why am I doing it? To promote my show, to be honest. I normally don't do it. They do
it every
year.
Why does anybody do it? Why do it?
Because some people only podcast like once a week, so to do a show every day is a big deal, I guess.
But I'm saying, why do it? Why?
Why run a fucking marathon? Why climb a goddamn mountain? Why fucking stick a Coke bottle up your ass with a straw in your nose?
Because your G-spot is right behind your balls.
Why put lube in your hair and you're
well,
Jewish?
I get circumcised
because
at 40.
It makes it very glossy.
Did you hear what Andy said?
No. Say it again, Andy, please.
It was mean.
It was not mean, you fucking Christian pussy. You're just afraid of hell every 5 seconds. He said, what if you get circumcised at the in your 40?
Because you don't know
he
why.
He wasn't 40, he was 26.
Oh, I know why.
His foreskin got ripped, and when it healed and scarred and he got a boner, it got stuck inside the foreskin, and he was in a lot of pain.
You're such a literal.
I heard that.
Stop being a literal. I would have answered.
Do you know what else?
What?
He always, when he went to the doctor, okay, to have this done, he was in San Francisco at the time, living in San Francisco, and... Sorry, I'm trying to get Andy's picture perfect as I do this on my desktop with the bonnet. Okay, I got to focus. So he had this done. Wow. He was living in San Francisco, and just by the luck draw, he happened to get the best penis doctor in America, really, right? Wasn't he like a really famous urologist?
God,
okay,
who cares?
So his no one, I guess. So his urologist was... not only the best urologist in America, but also in San Francisco, where there's a lot of nice penises to be seen, right? And also was black.
Rachel, you
and
told us this exact
penis.
Same story in the exact same way. And he said, you have a really nice penis. I know.
And big.
I even know where I was when I listened to that part of the show. When I played
where?
It back, I was at the beach with Trotsky throwing the ball, and I had to listen to you while I'm at this serene place talking about your boyfriend's penis and how a black man thought it looked good in a gay neighborhood.
Not just a black man, the best urologist in America.
I don't care. You know how close I just came? I've never come this close to punching my microphone with a fist as I just came. With a fist. I mean all the way, like a fist. Like a.
Can I ask you a question for real?
No.
Okay, go on.
That's it. It's the end. Oh,
okay,
I know
no,
what I was going to say. Can you send me album art for this show? Do me a favor. Send me album art.
Album art? I've sent you pictures of the hairiest man in America, the hairiest man in China. Me with lube in my hair, tuna cans.
Shut
like,
up!
What
I
album
meant,
art do you want?
You, by album art, I mean it's got to be in the particular format. It needs to be 600 by 600 DPI.
Okay, I'll do that for you, yes.
As long as it's 600 by 600 DPI, I can take care of the rest. I can shrink it down. So 600 by 600, and it should say Yeast Radio somewhere. That's all. The rest is up to you.
Oh, that means like I have to do it stuff in Photoshop. I'll do that for you.
You have to do it in Photoshop, but just 600. You know what 600 by 600 means, right?
Yes. I did my whole book cover by myself.
Okay,
because my
well,
old
you're kind of slow
over.
With other things, so.
And plus, Chris is a professional, like, Photoshopper or something that's more professional sounding than that, but I don't know how to say it.
It's called Reiki, I think.
Well, he does Reiki, but he's also a very good graphic designer or something. I don't know.
Oh, good.
Then
I would appreciate that because then it's less work for me and I can play with my layups.
I will do that.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, and I'd like to thank the stupid audience for listening, who are anybody who would get this far as a complete idiot and an idiot. And I'd especially like to thank Andy Melton, who has been, as usual, completely and thoroughly useless.
And Chris, too.
And Chris, who modeled with your lube beard thing.
Lube in his beard and won't say a goddamn thing.
That can be his pirate name, Lube Beard.
Oh, there you go.
Andy, we said goodbye to you. You could at least pretend you're listening while we say goodbye.
Can I say one thing?
He's not even there. He's on the thing. Andy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say goodbye? You were so... What, can't you at least pretend to pay attention when you hear your name?
I was supposed to say what?
I said goodbye to you. That means you say goodbye to me.
I was making you an album art.
Oh, okay. Send it to me, please.
And I don't know how to make it 600 by 600.
I knew there'd be some dumb in there somewhere. You did your own album cover.
I know how to make part of it 600, but not the other part.
Andy, please come here and kill myself. I just can't take it anymore.
Can I please ask you guys some questions?
Yeah, sure. We have 90
well,
more
minutes.
What
are you going to be for Halloween, Matt?
I'm going to be a witch. A green witch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it'd be a nice change of pace.
And my other question is, Andy, what are you going to be for Halloween? An Amish lady in a bonnet? Please say yes.
Where's he going to go trick-or-treating? Is it over? Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on. We lost the connection for a second. I did. Oh, God. Thank God. Okay, I didn't hear the answer. You said...
Me neither.
Andy, what are you going to do for Halloween?
I'm going to be sitting right here.
Or where are you going to go trick-or-treating, though, to get your candy?
Free candy, Andy.
Do people trick-or-treat to your house?
No. Because
you're
too far out in the woods.
Have you ever been trick-or-treating in your life?
Once.
How old were you?
Oh, how old were you, 30? It's so far from 30, I know. It's like, you're like 19, I know, but...
where were
23.
No, but how old were you when you trick-or-treated for the first time?
Probably 6 or 7.
And why was it only once?
What were you that year?
Pumpkin.
Donald Duck.
Really? Oh, I'm so glad I asked. This is the fucking most pathetic thing I've ever heard. This is so cute.
Why was it only that one year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
He was probably traumatized by something, I'm sure.
Okay, can I tell you my worst Halloween story?
Yes, please.
No, yes, because it is my show after all, and this is going to be the end.
Yes, please, I'd like to hear it, I said.
I don't know if I told this. Andy will remember because he is extremely, such an unrich life that he listens to practically every pogrom. This is a horrible story, and I never thought it was funny until I told some queens at a restaurant a couple weeks ago. Well, when I lived in... you have to realize this is sort of an alternative life. Because sometimes I have acid trips and I change my age. But I was in a suburb of Indianapolis called Carmel. We had just moved there. And this was a horrible town. You know, here we came from the East Coast where everybody's liberal. Nobody's racism. When I grew up was a thing of the past. I didn't know it really existed. I thought it's just something you just talk about as history, you know, with Martin Luther King. Anyway, me and my two sisters decided we're going to be shadows for Halloween. So we
shadows.
So we put on like these black sort of capes that cover our body completely, and then we painted our faces pitch black with charcoal, The first house we went to, we rang the doorbell. We were so excited about our new costumes. We were, you know, so pleased with ourselves. We rang the doorbell. And keep in mind, this is a real nasty kind of hick place. The guy opens the door with his bag of candy and he goes, "You guys are a bunch of niggers." And he gave us all his candy. He was so happy he gave us all his candy. Just handfuls and handfuls of candy. We were so mortified we just ran home.
That's a really weird story.
Mm-hmm. That's how I grew up in my alternative universe. So if you want
to
understand...
Well, guess what? I grew up the same... And where I grew up, people weren't allowed to play with me because I was a Jew. So there you go.
Yeah, we had some of that too. All right, Andy. Obviously, you don't have any more Halloween stories.
Andy's passed out in his keyboard.
What?
He's passed out in a bowl of mayonnaise or shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. I'm done talking.
Oh,
Andy is done talking.
May I ask you a question? How is Trotsky?
He's wonderful. He's sitting in bed waiting for me to take him to bed so he can snuggle with me.
Oh, I love Trotsky. Do you have a feeling about, since Trotsky is a small dog, do you have a favorite kind of small dog breed, or how do you feel
my
about Boston Terriers and Pugs?
Of course, my dog breed is my most special favorite of, by a landslide, Italian Greyhounds. Of course. Nobody,
do you like Boston Terriers or what?
I think they're adorable, actually. I really do.
But they like run around like psychotically.
They're so cute, and they just roll on their backs, and they want you to tickle them. They're so cute.
Oh, they're so, I want a doggy really bad. I want Chris to let me get a doggy.
And you want a Boston Terrier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're cute. I like them.
But I want a Boston Terrier, but I also want a black pug. Here's why. The Boston Terrier is a very spastic dog. It tears around insanely.
That's
pug
great.
Is a very lazy dog, and you can't take it up. Andy, are you listening? You better wake up for this, because this is the perfect dog for
no,
you.
No, actually, he shouldn't wake up, because I'm ending this show in 10, 9,
fine.
8, you can finish the story, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Thanks for being on the show, Rachel and Andy, and we'll see you very soon. Far too soon.
Bye.